Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to Talk Business and Politics on KASU. It's the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and race in America could not be a more timely topic on this day of remembrance. Last week, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, found himself in yet another controversy involving racially charged comments about immigrants in America. I sat down with Representative Charles Blake, Democrat from Little Rock and one of the co-sponsors of legislation to separate the Martin Luther King and Robert E. Lee holidays, and Rex Nelson, columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Let's begin with the most heated controversy at the end of this week. President Donald Trump, who says he did not make some racist comments, has apparently been quoted as making a racist comment, referring to S-hole countries, is what he said. Representative Blake, I'm going to come to you first. What was your reaction when you found out about this? This is not necessarily new that we have seen these attitudes from the president before, but how do you react?
I think the reaction, my reaction and the reaction of a lot of people were the same. Again, this is, like you said, this is not the first time. I mean, this is blatant. He's been blatant before. He's called Mexicans rapists. He with the Central Park Five, with the birther movement. I mean, this is a continuing pattern. And it's going to take our allies. It's going to take Roby. It's going to take Rex to step out and say, this is enough. You know, I've been charged with you're going to use the race card. You're going to be used race baiting. And that's something that if I see something, I have to say something. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to take me or someone in my stature or someone who looks like me to change the perception, to let the world know, to let our allies know that this is not our sentiment. This is not who we are. This is not who we are anymore. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly embarrassing because not only was it racist, it was ignorant. Mm-hmm. If you look at those immigrants who's come from those countries from Africa. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was fortunate enough to go to a college where it was we had 50 people. We had people from all 50 states and from 51 different countries. So there was more Africans on campus than African Americans. Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk about people who are coming here from Africa to be in America, they're trying to extend their education. Mm-hmm. They're adding value to our state, to our country. So to come out and say that they come from S-holes, I don't know if we have to censor it. If the president can say it, we can say it, right?
Well, we're going to censor it on this TV show today.
to
Rex,
come from
let me get your take on this. So.
Well, unfortunately, it's not new. We do seem to see new lows, though, with each passing week. And if you expected me to come on here and defend the president, you're not going to get that from me.
I did not ask you here to defend the president.
Exactly.
So I asked you here to give your clear opinion.
I'll tell you something interesting, though, and I won't name names, but I was confronted just last week by a member of the Hutchinson administration who said, I attended the Political Animals Club when Roby moderated that panel, and I was very, very disappointed. You sounded too much like John Brummett. And I said, well, there are certain things I just can't defend, and I don't think other Republicans can try to defend. Yes, I did work for a Republican governor. I worked for a Republican president. And I was proud to serve in the Huckabee and the Bush administrations. But there are certain things here that are indefensible, and this is indefensible, and that's what I explained to that administration member who confronted me just last week.
I got some of that same feedback, too, by the way.
We should hear from the administration. We should hear from the Hutchinsons. We should hear from the Rutledges. We should hear from Cotton and Heal about Cotton was there in the room, you know, saying that this is not where we need to be. This is not where we're headed. And coming up on, you know, the Martin Luther King weekend, and those people will be at the Martin Luther King Megafest, you know, and we know what the legacy of Martin Luther King is. So to have a sitting president come out and have racist remarks leading into the weekend that we're talking about unity, that we're talking about progress, you know, it's something that everyone in this administration, everyone that's in the state of Arkansas should come out and say, this is not who we are. That was racist, and we demand better.
Well, here to accept your challenge, I will say that those were disgusting comments, and they are not tolerable in a society like we have in 2018.
Right.
And if that is actually what he said, because he has denied that he said that, but I think there's witnesses to contradict that. There is no tolerance for that, from my point of view. All right, let's talk about the MLK holiday, because this
year... By the way, Roby, I haven't noticed many Norwegians beating down the door to get in the United States either.
Why right would they? They've got free health care.
I want to live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
and that's the scary thing. You know, we see remarks like this, and if it was, you know, you can say it's racist if it was just calling the African countries and El Salvador and Haiti what they were, but saying we need more... Norwegians, you know, you're actually saying attempt to whitewash America and to make the whitening of America by saying we're going to put a wall up to keep brown people out. We don't need black people from Africa, but we could definitely use some more people from Norway.
That's Rex Nelson with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and Representative Charles Blake, Democrat of Little Rock. You can catch more of our roundtable, including more intriguing conversation about how this year's standalone MLK holiday came to be and a new initiative making a difference in the Delta. Check it out online at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's Talk Business and Politics on KASU. I'm Roby Brock. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.